Good morning, everyone. Did all my children get in? Okay, good. All right. This year, we're asking you to make a commitment at St. Martin's, but what does this mean for the youth of our parish? What can they do, and what can you do to help? I'm teaching the children to live each day with purpose this year with the help of some excellent volunteers in the spirit of St. Benedict. Kids and teens are learning the fives, which is pray, give, worship, serve, and love, and we're putting them in practice in lots of ways. Maybe you'll hear about your child making a prayer placemat to make a meal brighter for someone in prison. A teen may tell you they did something really weird with gum wrappers, writing down prayer requests on the inside of the silvery foil gum wrappers. You might participate in our toy drive for homeless children that starts next week. You can check out wish lists near the entrance of the sanctuary, and these toys will definitely provide comfort for children who could really use a doll to love or a toy to play with as they try to get settled in at Union Gospel Mission. It's also a way to prepare your heart to encounter Jesus, who, if we remember, was trying to find a place to stay himself. Parents were searching for a place when he was born to stay. So there's nothing complicated to these little bits, these things we're doing in Sunday school and with EYC, but there's commitment and there's purpose behind it. So now I want to talk to you a little bit more about purpose and commitment. Our mission statement is such a call to commit every bit of who we are as people of faith. Our mission is a tall order, to be Jesus' heart, hands, and feet to everyone. So sometimes for fun, I like to ask the kids to throw in like eyelashes and toenails, because it's everything. We're called to give everything. We're called to be so much transformed into the image of Christ using our heart, hands, and feet as a response to God's great abundance in the world. This summer, our youth and adults got to live out our mission statement at Union Gospel Mission for a week of mission work with the homeless, and it was transformative. Some of my teens and adults that went on that mission trip are here today, and I think they would agree if you asked them. It changed our lives. Teens and adults worked side by side, and we sweated, and we worked hard, and there were even moments of tears. We poured every bit of ourselves to become one body in Christ. Instead of feeling sad and hopeless at the many faces of children and adults who we encountered seeking shelter at UGM, we saw Christ in every corner. We saw Jesus in each face, and we gathered strength and new purpose to do more. We recommitted ourselves each day, and we reached out, and we were all about the fives. Remember, pray, give, worship, serve, and love. Our experience at UGM took time, talent, and treasure. And when I look in this church, I see all of that. I see people that maybe have a little bit of money to spare. I have people also that could give that one kind word to a child or teen. And those children may never get that at home. I see everyone here possessing amazing, God-given gifts that were set ablaze in each of our hearts by the fire of the Holy Spirit and awakened by the blessed water of baptism. You may not be able to see what you have to offer, but it's there, just as real and alive as God's presence is right here in this very moment, in this very place. So I need your help. Let's get down to business. I've got kids who are the church now, to paraphrase Bishop Ulick, our first provisionary bishop. They don't want to wait to be a part of the great work of this church. No matter where you are on your journey of faith, there's a kid who is on their journey too and could sure use a guide. The youth are part of many of the ministries in our church, including outreach, and they want to do more. So what I'm asking you today is to reach out and make a commitment. I'm asking for you to look at what the fives mean to you. I'm asking you to join me in making a commitment of your time, talent, and treasure to reach out and support St. Martin's and the youth to be Jesus' heart, hands, and feet to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. And this parish has the largest youth program in the entire diocese. It is essential that we continue to fund this. Our school has tripled in growth. That is part of our budget. We have 9 teachers over there. We pay their salaries, etc. Some have said, well, I need to know a little bit more. The national average of a pledge is $3,300. And we have our finance committee has asked, as well as I am, if you can try to come up to that amount or surpass it so that we can continue to do the ministries that cost money for this church. And as I mentioned last week, your vestry has approved the basics of a new church, the building program. We'll hear more about that in the next year or so. But in order to continue the explosive growth that we have had, we need dollars. So prayerfully consider that as you think of the 5 things that Corey said that the children are enmeshed in and how that applies to your life. So thank you very much.